In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. Matthew. Then the Pharisees and Sadducees came, and testing him, asked that he would show them a sign from heaven. He answered and said to them, When it is evening, you say, it will be fair weather, for the sky is red. And in the morning, it will be foul weather today, for the sky is red and threatening. Hypocrites! You know how to discern the face of the sky, but you cannot discern the signs of the times. A wicked and adulterous generation seeks after a sign, and no sign shall be given to it except the sign of the prophet Jonah. And he left them and departed. The Gospel of our Lord. We're not above telling God to prove himself at times either. What have you done for me lately? We set up ultimatums, testing his love, his compassion, his goodness. How can a loving God allow such tragedy and violence and suffering throughout the world? We want to set the standard for God. We want to bend him to our fickle wills. And we want proof that he will work everything out for our good, a positive feeling in our heart, perhaps a change in life's direction, something. Something that will show me this cancer won't harm me, that my kids will be safe, that the daily grind won't drown me. Something to show me that he is my loving God. But we don't always feel happy. We get scared about our health and kids and work. God doesn't play our game, and we are often left to go through days without feeling God's presence in us. He did not bend to the Pharisees and Sadducees, and he will not bend to our capricious wills. But he has given you a sign. It may not be the sign you asked for, but it is the sign you need, the sign of Jonah. For 3 days, Jonah lay in the belly of the fish, but only for 3 days. For 3 days, our Lord lay in the belly of the earth, but only for 3 days. On the third day, the fish spit out Jonah onto dry land. On the third day, the grave spit out Christ alive. His resurrection proves he is God. It proves he is your Savior, God, who took your sins to die your death. It proves that all your sins are gone from Christ forever. He can give you no greater sign. You want proof that God is working everything out for your good? Look at his empty tomb. You want proof that cancer will not consume you? Stare down death's throat and tell me what you see. You want proof that your kids will be safe and work won't drown you? Peer into the belly of the grave. He is not there. Only strips of linen remain. He left your sins in the grave to rise in glory. He has overcome your fears and your stress, your diseases and pain, so that you who are baptized into him might reap the blessings of this empty tomb. At times we may feel the joy of Easter, at other times it can feel so far away. But that doesn't change the fact. He lives. He lives for you. Bend your will to his. Look past your troubles to see him crucified but living. Why, you even can look straight into your grave plot and see nothing but dirt, not because you're not dead yet, but because his grave is empty. So too will your physical, concrete grave. So too will it be emptied. Let us pray. O Lord Jesus Christ, in your resurrection you have given to us a most glorious sign that we will pass from this life and into the next. Give us patience as we linger here below to wait for your call to eternal glory. In your name we pray. Amen.